This is Mount Everest, what people think is the world's tallest mountain. Except it's not. This is the world's tallest mountain. Its name is Mauna Kea. It's found on the island of Hawaii. Viewed from the ground, it appears Mauna Kea is not nearly as tall as Everest, and from this view, you would be correct. And here we get to the difference between how mountains are measured. Mount Everest is the highest mountain in the world, but it's not the tallest. So what's the difference? Well, highest is measured from the sea level to the summit, where tallest is measured from the base to the summit. And why does this difference make a difference? Well, because the base of a mountain could be below sea level. And that is in the case of Mauna Kea. The base of the mountain is hidden in the ocean, making it the tallest mountain in the world. When measured from the bottom to the summit, Mauna Kea is about 3/4 of a mile taller than Mount Everest. In this case, it is what is hidden that is most important than what is seen. And here's the punchline. So it is with the spiritual life. Our hidden life is much more important than what is visible to others. And this was the example of Jesus. Father Gabriel writes, except on very rare occasions, and this is especially true during the 30 years preceding his apostolate, he never allowed his greatness, his wisdom, or his omnipotence to be manifest. Later, during the years of his public life, he willed to adapt himself to the apostles' imperfect way of living and acting. He, who was infinitely superior to them. Jesus is truly the hidden God and teaches us by his example the value of the hidden life. Jesus chose to veil his humanity with his divinity. Think about this. His neighbors had no clue who he really was. If they would have asked, well, who's that boy over there? They would say, well, that's Jesus, the son of Joseph and Mary. But really, who was he? He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. He had no beginning. He had no end. That's who the person of Jesus Christ is, a divine person, and he's veiled in his humanity. This gives an incredible example of the humility of Jesus. Father Gabriel says, to imitate Jesus' humility perfectly, we must share in his hidden life, veiling, as he did, everything in us that might attract attention or praise from others, whatever might single us out or make us noticed, fleeing as far as we are able from every mark of distinction. Fleeing from every mark of distinction. This really runs counter, doesn't it, to the pride within our hearts? Isn't there something that wants to be distinguished, set apart, seen by others? Yet this is not the humility that Jesus displayed. At the appointed time, he was noticed, but most of his life was hidden. Now being noticed by others, being distinguished in some aspect is not necessarily wrong. Because sometimes to just fulfill the office of our life requires that we have the attention of other people. And some positions and offices require more attention than others. Here's the problem. When we are living for this attention, some people spend their life striving for it. I mean, you just think about the crazy world records that people seek just to gain attention. For example, this guy. He holds a world record of the fastest time to find and alphabetize the letters in a can of alphabet soup. 2 minutes and 8.6 seconds, if you care to know. Now, this lady also broke a world record. The farthest tightrope walk in high heels. 639 feet in 4-inch stilettos. We live in a look-at-me culture. A selfie culture. The more attention that we can get must mean the more valuable and more important we are. But this is not the gospel. Jesus said the last shall be first and the first shall be last. Father Gabriel writes, work for the sole end of pleasing God, never looking for any human praise, to live alone with God alone. To live alone with God alone. If we are living our life trying to gain the attention and praise and thanksgiving of other people in all the efforts that we're doing, whether they be religious and virtuous or not, we're not living alone. Our heart is occupied with a crowd. But our heart is not to be occupied by a crowd. It's to be occupied by God. And when it's not occupied by God, what happens? A tremendous restlessness, because no amount of affirmation or thanksgiving could ever satisfy what our hearts really long for, and that is to live alone with God. When our focus becomes serving Him, in all the efforts that we are doing, we're really serving the audience of one. Father Gabriel writes, "The soul who is ever looking for approbation, praise, and the esteem of creatures does not live alone with God. Its interior life cannot be very profound, nor its relations with God very intimate. Such a soul is living on the surface." A surface life is not what we're called. We're called to a deep life. What is hidden, again, is much more important than what is visible to other people. Quoting St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, Father Gabriel writes, "The saint also asked, O Jesus, grant that no one may think about me, that I may be forgotten and trodden underfoot like a grain of sand. The interior soul wishes to be known and loved by God alone. Therefore, it hides itself from creatures." I'll leave you with this question to answer for yourself. But in what way do you seek the attention and praise of other people in an illegitimate way? Because by doing so, we steal the glory from God. And we are not created to be thieves. We are created to be lovers, to magnify the Lord. Remember, it's the hidden life, what's below the sea level, that really matters when it comes to pleasing Jesus. Friends, thanks for watching. Share with me below what stood out to you and why, and we'll see you tomorrow.